The whole theme of this service, it seems as though that in the songs and in the testimonies, there's a lot of people here that feel an indebtedness unto the Lord. The psalmist in the 116th Psalm, and I have preached from this psalm on numerous occasions, especially in the early part of my ministry, I preached from the 116th Psalm because I can relate to what the psalmist was talking about. He made reference to some spiritual things that he had experienced in his heart and his life through the process of conviction and conversion. Listen, if you've never been convicted of your sins, you've never been converted. And he talked about the spiritual deliverance that went on in his heart and his life, and Baptists all down through the ages have been able to relate to. And I tend to say that every saved person since this psalm was written could relate to what the psalmist was having reference to, how that we are indebted to him because of our salvation, and not only our salvation, there are many other things that we are indebted to the Lord for. The song that we sung about counting our blessings, and I'm like, Bud, I believe God orchestrated the song service. When Aaron was living at home, I would say he cheated and saw my notes. But he doesn't live at home anymore, so he had to hook up with the Lord and got those songs. That, of course, we are in a thankful spirit. We should be in a thankful spirit during Thanksgiving, but we need to not thank one another. We need to thank God. We don't need to just thank our employers or our country. We need to thank God for the blessings that we have received. I was going to do this maybe later on in the course of this message, and my outline is going to be relatively short, but I want to encourage you to take the bulletin, the church bulletin, maybe write on the back of the outline some of the points that I tend to make this morning or want to make this morning, and maybe you can fill in the gaps with your own story or your own life. But I want to read the entire psalm, the 116th psalm. He says, I love the Lord. I love the Lord because He hath heard my voice and my supplication. Because He hath inclined His ear unto me, therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live. See, the sorrows of death compassed me. There was a time when the pains of hell got hold upon me and I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord and said, Oh Lord, I beg thee, deliver my soul. I'm telling you, gracious is the Lord. And righteous, yea, our God, He is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and He helped me. Return to thy rest, O my soul. The Lord has dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk with the Lord in the land of the living. I believe, therefore I have spoken. I was greatly afflicted, and I said in my haste, All men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of His benefits toward me? I'll take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of His people. Precious in the Lord, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. Oh Lord, truly. Truly, 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 I am thy servant. I am thy servant, the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all His people. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, I'm going to praise the Lord. Amen. I suppose if we sat down and we did actually begin to count our blessings. Most of us could begin with some of the temporal, carnal, tangible things that we have experienced in life, some of these temporal mercies that God has extended to us. And most of us, though they're secondary, they are of great value to us. These providential endowments of life that each one of us have experienced, they're precious to us. Even David, he was thankful unto the Lord in Psalms 22 and 10 for his parents, for God providentially being involved in placing him with the parents that he had. He was thankful to be in Israel. Even Paul the apostle, he was thankful unto the Lord who separated, by the grace of God, separated him from his mother's womb. I contend that each one of us could be thankful this morning for some of the incidental or coincidental providential blessings that we have received. I'm thankful for the parents that I've had. I'm thankful for the home that I was raised up in. Not everyone this morning has a home. I have three homes. I have an earthly home. I've always had an earthly home. I've always...
We are so blessed by the gifts from your hand. I just can't understand why you've loved us so much. We are so blessed. We just can't find a way or the words that can say thank you, Lord, for your touch. When we're empty, you fill us till we overflow. When hungry, you feed us and cause us to know. We are so blessed. Take what we have to bring, take it all, everything. Lord, we love you so much. We are so blessed by the things you have done, the victories we've won, and what you've brought us through. We are so blessed. Take what we have to bring, take it all, everything. Lord, we bring it to you. When we're empty, you fill us till we overflow. When we're hungry, you feed us and cause us to know. We are so blessed. Take what we have to bring, take it all, everything. Lord, we love you so much. Lord, we love you so much.
Amen. Thank you.
Once I was lost in my sin and confusion and cried out for someone to show me the way. Then Jesus found me and all things around me were changed when I started to pray.
And I owe it all to Him. I owe it all to Him. Jesus saved me and changed me. A new life He gave me, and I owe it all to Him. I'm not a preacher, and I'm not a teacher, and all I can tell is what's happened to me. Problems and cares that had caused my despair were all settled when He made me free. And I owe it all to Him. I owe it all to Him. Jesus saved me and changed me, and new life He gave me. Saved me and changed me, a new life He gave me, and I owe it all to Him.
I call it home. I call it home.
Somewhere beyond the grave, there is a land where Jesus went to prepare by His own hand. And for the saved by grace, there is a resting place. And in a few more days, it will be mine. Some call it heaven. Call it home. Some call it dreaming. Let me dream Said you can't go back home again, and things will not ever be as good as they've been. I've got good news for you when heaven comes into view. One glimpse and you'll know the best is yet to come.
You know this, stand and sing the chorus with us.
Some call it heaven, I call it home. Some call it dreaming, let me dream on. Somewhere beyond the skies, some call it heaven, I call it home. Some call it heaven, I call it home. Some call it dreaming, let me dream on. Some call it paradise, somewhere beyond the skies. Some call it heaven, I call it home. Some call it
I wonder if somebody has a testimony, something on your heart today. Anybody with a testimony for the Lord? I'm glad that this earth and that little place I have over on Dolphus is not my home. My heaven is my home. Know any of these songs, go ahead and sing with us. Many of them are old songs.
When Stephen was accused, lonely and bewildered, no one that day would stand by his side. He looked in the heavens and saw the face of Jesus, and he rolled him over the tide. I've never had a prayer he could not answer. So high you can't mount them, he will roll
When the world is closing in and my life becomes a burden, I want to run, but there's no place to hide. I just look up like a Stephen to the right hand of the Father, and he rolls me over the tide.
I've never had a prayer he couldn't answer. I've never shed a tear he could not dry.
And when the
waves of life are so high you can't mount them, he will roll you over the tide.
And when the
waves of life are so high you can't mount them, he will roll you over the tide.
Our last one.
Okay. We're going to sing one final one. It's Still the Blood. Appreciate you staying today. Appreciate the presence of the Lord most of all.
Amen.
And the sweet spirit that I've been able to feel. We are a blessed people. But it still takes the blood. No matter how wonderful things are, no matter how wonderful our facilities, we need the blood of Jesus. John said it is the blood of Jesus continues to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Listen to the song, It's Still the Blood.
Once I wandered in sin's black night, and there was no way I could make my wrongs right. Then that old accuser to the Lord did cry. He is a sinner, and now he must die. Then I heard a voice say,
saves from sin. It's still the blood that cleanses within. From the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea, it is still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me.
Amen.
they do. And some men count on the times they pray through. But when the battle's over and my last song is sung, I'll go home through the blood of my Father's precious Son. And it's still the blood that saves from sin. It's still the blood that cleanses within. From the highest star in heaven to the depths of the sea, it is still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. It is still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me.